بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our ninth session, reading from the Sharh of Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, his explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasatiyah by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahumullah. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we are going to be reading from the English translation, pages 44 until page 53. And in Arabic, we'll be reading from page 31 through 34, inshallah. Before we read the chapter for tonight, we're going to take a quick look at some of the issues that we dealt with in the previous session from questionnaire study guide for lecture number 8. The first question being, based upon the hadith in Sahih Muslim, what is the intended meaning of the ism, the name of Allah, Al-Zahir? Based upon the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the intended meaning of the ism of Allah, Al-Zahir? Now, Pia?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Good stuff. Say that again? Okay, that Allah is the Most High. Okay, somebody else want to add to that something else? Naam, that the Shaykh said. Let's try Hanif.
The one that has nothing above him and nothing under him. And hence he exists without a place.
That came from the book?
Definitely not.
That's not from the book. Okay, all of the answers that we give, brothers, even if you read something somewhere else, it's okay. Could be correct, but our answers coming from what we read in the class, okay? So how did the Prophet ﷺ explain the meaning of the ism al-Zahir in the hadith of Sahih Muslim? What did the Prophet ﷺ say in the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim? I'm going to go to Amir. He's usually pretty accurate.
Allah is the Most High and He is above everything and everyone.
Okay, Allah is the Most High and He is above everything and everyone. I mean, the meaning is good. Now,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His servants, all of His servants, and there's nothing that's above Him.
Okay, the Shaykh said, he explained it like that from the hadith, that Allah is above fawqa ibadihi. He is above His worshippers. And he also said that what? There's nothing above Him. There's nothing above Him. Now, so al-Zahir, yani there may be different ways that this name can be translated. What is important is that the Prophet ﷺ said that He is above everything. Yani the meaning of al-Zahir, that He is above everything. There's nothing above Him. As far as some of the other meanings that might be given, so we're just trying to stick to the textual wording from the book. The second question, based upon the hadith in Sahih Muslim, same hadith, what is the intended meaning of the ism, the name of Allah, al-Batin? The ism, the name of Allah, al-Batin. What is the meaning that is derived from the hadith, Muhammad? Okay, Allah knows everything about the creation, there's nothing hidden from Him. That's how the Shaykh explained the meaning from the hadith. What is the wording from the hadith? Hu al-batin? فَلَيْسَ دُونَهُ شَيْءٌ. Hu al-batin? يعني هو? He is the one that is most near. So there's nothing nearer than Him. There's nothing nearer than Him. And then the Shaykh added in his explanation that this means that He knows everything. And that there is not any even secret thing that is hidden from Him. That there is nothing, not even from the secret things that are hidden from Him. By the way, there's a book here. It's called Al-Asma al-Husna by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad. And this is the Mukhtasa, yani Mukhtasa Fiqh Al-Asma al-Husna. The original book, Fiqh Al-Asma al-Husna, is a very big book. 400 or 500 pages. This is a summarized version of it. Both of them are available, I think, PDF. And also, the Mukhtasar is translated. I don't know how good the translation is, but if somebody looks for it, it's probably yani, a benefit, inshallah. So we can see some more of the meanings of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just to give us the general idea based upon the hadith. Question number 3. Since human beings are also described as having knowledge, hearing, sight, etc., how do the sifat of Allah differ from the sifat of humans? Yani, since human beings are described with some of the same descriptions that Allah describes himself with, so, yani, how do the sifat of Allah differ from the sifat of human beings? Okay, Ahmed, and that's another Ahmed. And then there's Adam?
No.
Allahu Akbar, we're doing good today, mashallah.
Allah's knowledge is complete, our knowledge is incomplete, because we have deficiency.
Now, Allah's knowledge is complete, kamil. Al-Mutlaq, Al-Kamil, Al-Mutlaq, absolutely complete and perfect, and there's no deficiency or defect in it, as opposed to yani, the characteristics of the human beings which are yani, defective. Now, question number 4. Mention 2 ayat commonly quoted to prove the necessity of differentiating, yani making a difference between the sifat of Allah and those of humans. 2 of the ayat that are commonly quoted. And the Shaykh has been mentioning them almost in every chapter. Yani, Abdul Wali. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Huh?
As-sami'
al-basir. Huwa as-sami' al-basir. Yani, the meaning of this ayat is the meaning, the reason why this ayat is quoted as a proof in this particular subject, in this topic, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it is negating that there's anything like him. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. While at the same time he's affirming that he, yani, is the one who hears and sees. So he is negating there being anything like him while affirming yani, that he has these characteristics. And this is a very, very important principle that we're going to keep seeing again and again throughout the course of this book. That's one ayat. Another ayat. Anybody who didn't give us an answer yet? Abdullah? هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًا Meaning, do you know, yani literally means, do you know that he has any سَمِي, yani one who has the same name as him, what is intended here? Do you know, or it is the rejection of the idea, there is no one that is like him, or equal to him, or similar to him. Yani the question is a question, the meaning of it is negation, that there is no one that is like him, or equal to him. Naam, and there are several other ayats, and we'll see some of them tonight. Question number 5, Al-Mashiyah, the will of Allah is the same as which type of Al-Irada, intent or desire? The Mashiyah of Allah is the same as which type of Al-Irada? And what does this Mashiyah mean that is the same as one type of Irada? Naam, Sharif. It is the same as Al-Irada Al-Qawniyah, yani? It is also referred to as al-irada al-qadariyah, and that helps us to understand the meaning of it. Yani al-irada qawniyah, the universal will of Allah, is sometimes also referred as qawniyah qadariyah, because it's what Allah has decreed, and what Allah has decreed must happen. So what is the meaning of this al-mashiyah that's the same as al-irada al-qawniyah? What is the meaning of it? What does it mean? And it's Allah's will that what? Somebody. Naam, Muhammad.
Whatever Allah decrees must happen.
Okay, whatever Allah wills or decrees, yani the meaning of it, the Mashiyah, right? Whatever Allah wills must happen, yani al-Mashiyah, it means that when Allah wills something, it must happen. It must happen. It may be what He loves and is pleased with, or it may not be, but it must happen because He decreed it, and therefore it must happen. Now, and this is the same as al-Irada Kawniyah. It's Allah's, yani Irada, what He intends to do, that may be what He is pleased with, or it may not be what He is pleased with, but it must occur. There is no one that can resist it, or oppose it, or stop it. Now, give an example of al-irada, intent or desire, which is the same as al-mashiyah from the Quran, from the examples that the Shaykh gave, either one of them. Well, the first one is probably better. Tafadhal. Okay, that Allah wills to guide some people and He wills not to guide others. Now, that's from the Quran, from which ayah? Somebody help us with the ayah that he's referring to? Huh?
Ayah 6, 125.
Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly that whoever he intends to guide, then he does what?
He expands his chest.
Yani he makes him receptive to Islam, to the truth. And whoever he intends to lead astray, then he tightens his chest, closes it, restricts it, so that he's not receptive to the truth, to Islam. Naam. Question number 7. Mention the other type of al-irada, intent or desire, and its meaning as explained by the shari'. The shari' is the explainer of the original text. Naam. Yani al-imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz. The question is, what is the other type of irada? And its meaning. And what is its meaning as explained by the shari'? Naam. Usama. Don't rush to give me your name. Give me a chance first, okay? Usama, mashallah.
Irada shar'iyya.
Al-irada shar'iyya. Naam.
Meaning that which he legislates and what he loves, but it may not happen. It may or may not happen.
Yes. The other type of irada is irada shar'iyya. That which Allah legislates. Yani, that He legislates in His sharia. And it's always something that Allah loves and is pleased with. But it may or may not happen. But it may or may not happen. Okay, the last question, number 8. Give one example of this other type of al-irada from the Quran. And the Shaykh gave the example from Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 26 and 27th Ayat. Naam, Ahmed. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Meaning? Anybody?
Allah intends to forgive you.
Okay, I mean, that's close to the meaning, but actually, yani tawbah, it means what? Yani to accept your repentance. Allah wills, He loves, He's pleased that you repent, so that He may accept your repentance. Naam. Tayyib. Naam. Okay, here, I want to, before we go with the chapter for tonight, I want to just go back to the last issue that we discussed last week, just before we closed out, and that is the ayah mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in the original text, where he mentions at the end of the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمْ مَا يُرِيدُ. And the question came at the end of last week's session. Yani the context in which this ayah came is the context of legislation. Yani where Allah is making something lawful or unlawful. But Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentioned it in the siyaq, in the series of ayat that deal with al-irada al-kawniyya. But it appears from the context that this ayah is an indication of irada shara'iyya. So that question came in the end of the session last week. And there are two quotes that I want to mention here tonight, just to kind of clarify the possibility of, yani, a possible explanation for the reason for this. And the context of the ayah is the context of legislating, making lawful and prohibited. And this should be al-irada shara'iyya, what Allah legislates, that He loves, that He's pleased with, though it may or may not happen. But Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned it amongst the ayat which he used to indicate al-irada qawniyya, and Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah, after mentioning it in his explanation, said, this is al-irada qawniyya. Clearly he said, this is irada qawniyya, though it appears to be irada shara'iyya. So, a hint at the meaning of this is given by Shaykh Salih Fawzan in his explanation of Aqidah al-Wasitiyya. In reference to the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمْ مَا يُرِيدُ, indeed Allah judges, rules, decides whatever He intends, whatever He wills. He said, that is, مِنْ التَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْرِيمِ, of making things lawful or making them unlawful. Which again
is the context of the ayah. That is Allah legislating. Which means that you would think that it is al-irada, yani shar'iyya. But then he says after that, la i'tirada alayhi. La i'tirada alayhi. Yani Allah judges, decides what he wills to make lawful and unlawful, and no one can oppose him. No one can dispute, yani what he has, what he wills, what he decided. So here, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, rahimahullah, is giving us a hint that the meaning, why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions it here on the Irada Qawniyyah, is because when Allah decides, when He wills to make something lawful or unlawful, there's no opposition to it. No one can reject it. And from that meaning, it yani can be included under al-Irada al-Qawniyyah. Yani that is, that which when Allah decides it, yani it's going to be. Nobody can reject it or oppose it. What's more clear though, than what he said there, is what Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen mentions in the same ayah, in his explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasatiyah. He says, قَوْلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ, that Allah rules, judges, decides what He intends, what He wills. هَذِهِ الْإِرَادَ شَرَعِيَّةٌ. He said, this irada is irada shara'iyyah. And that's what it appears to be. Because it's in the context of legislation. لِأَنَّ الْمَقَامِ مَقَامَ التَّشْرِيعِ, because this, yani the context that this ayah came in, it is the place where there's something being legislated. So he said, هَذِهِ الْإِرَادَ, yani here, شَرَعِيَّةٌ. But then he says, وَيَجُوزُ أَن تَكُونَ إِرَادَةً شَرَعِيَّةً قَوْنِيَّةً. But it's possible, it's permissible that it can be considered as irada shara'iyya qawniyya. Yani both shara'iyya and qawniyya. وَنَحْمِلُ الْحُكْمُ عَلَى حُكْمِ الْقَوْنِ وَالشَّرَعِي. So we consider then the hukm here, yahkum, yani that Allah judges or decides, we consider that hukm to be al-hukm al-qawni al-shara'i. So it is both qawni and shara'i. فَمَا أَرَادَهُ قَوْنًا حَكَمَ بِهِ وَأَوْقَاعَهُ. So what Allah intended, yani in the irada qawniyya, He decides it and then He causes it to happen. Yani meaning He decrees it and then He brings it into happen, to occur. وَمَا أَرَادَهُ شَرَعًا, and what He intended, yani to be in His irada shara'iyya, حَكَمَ بِهِ وَشَرَعَهُ لِعِبَادِهِ. Then He judges or rules, He makes that judgment or that law or that ruling, that decision, and He legislates it for His worshippers. So here, Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah is saying that it's possible that the hukm can be both shar'i and qawni at the same time. Yani meaning that when He intends something to happen, then it comes under His hukm, His judgment, His decision, yani His qawni. And when He decides to legislate something, then that hukm will be yani from irada shara'iyya. So I just wanted to go back to this because ya rahmukullah. When I left the class and I thought about it, I went back and looked at it, and it did seem unclear. So alhamdulillah, yani Sheikh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen has really given us a good yani explanation of how yani this ayah can be understood to both be yani under irada shara'iyya, which is what it appears to be, and irada qawniyya as well. Tonight, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, like I said, we're going to start on page 44 in the English translation and in the Arabic on page 31. And we continue with those ayat which Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions as examples of how Allah does what? Yani what is our topic? These ayats are mentioned for what? What are we talking about here? We're talking about, huh? Mashiach. That's one of the sifat of Allah, al-Mashiach. But the general subject that we have been talking about for the last few weeks. Okay, what we're talking about is how Allah combines between negation and affirmation in that which He names himself with, and that which he describes himself with. That's our topic. Okay, so just to kind of get it back in focus again, because a lot of ayat, right? A lot of names of Allah, a lot of sifat of Allah. What are we really talking about? We're talking about how Allah, yani Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah began in the beginning saying that Allah has combined in Surah Al-Ikhlas and in Ayatul Kursi. That's what he began with. How he has combined in the way he names himself and the way he describes himself between negation and affirmation. He affirms for himself what? Qualities of perfection. He negates from himself qualities of deficiency, of defect. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. And we're also looking at the principles of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in reference to Tawheed al-Asma wa sifat, that whatever Allah affirms for himself, we affirm it. And whatever Allah negates from himself, we negate it. And likewise, what the Prophet ﷺ affirms for him, we affirm. If it came in the authentic sunnah, and what he negates from him, we negate. Okay, so this is the general outline of what we have been talking about in all of these ayat that we are mentioning from week to week. We're talking about how Allah names himself and how Allah describes himself, and that we affirm whatever he affirms for himself, and we negate whatever he negates from himself. And we also said that in reference to affirmation and negation, that affirmation is generally in detail, and negation is general. And he makes general negations that cover a lot of things, and he makes detailed, specific affirmations for himself. Okay, so tonight the chapter is ذكر بعد ما جاء في القرآن من صفات الخالق جل وعلا. يعني the mention of some of what has come in the Quran from the sifat of the Creator, from the characteristics or qualities or descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Khaliq. Yani some of what came in the Quran, some of the things that Allah has described Himself with in the Quran, that we are required, yani, to affirm what He has affirmed for Himself. And then he says, for example, or in the title anyway, it says, for example, كَلْ مَحَبَّةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرِّضَى. Yani, the quality or characteristic, the sifa of loving and mercy, rahmah, and rida, being pleased. Yani, that Allah describes Himself as loving, and He describes Himself as being merciful, and He describes Himself as being pleased with some things and some people. وَالْغَضَبِ وَالْقَرَاهِيَ وَالسَّخَطُ or السَّخْطُ. Also, Allah describes Himself with al-ghadab, yani that He is angry, He becomes angry. And He's described as, yani, sometimes being angry. Yani, for example, with the disbelievers or the people who disobey Him. Wal-karahiyya, and in the Arabic it has a shadda on the ya, but I think it's just a printing mistake. Karahiyya, yani, hating something, yani, disliking, having aversion for some things. And as-sakht, which is an intense aversion or hatred for something. And sometimes it can be described as having a severe, yani, being severely displeased with something. So these are descriptions that are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning Himself in the Quran. And the Shaykh, in his commentary after the mention of these ayat, is gonna, yani, give us a little bit review of some of the principles or points from the manhaj of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and maybe mention some other points that we didn't mention yet. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, here in this chapter, he mentions several ayats, seven ayats related to al-mahabba. Seven ayat related to al-mahabba, love, that Allah loves. قَوْلُهُ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Does anybody know how to turn on these lights here? On the wall here. It's dark for me. I'm having difficulty reading. Press that button. Precedent. Good. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Difference? Clear difference, right? I'm struggling. I'm trying to figure out why I can't see this paper. Got no light on it here. Reading in darkness. For people who have poor eyesight, you need light more. But even people with good eyesight, if you turn out all the lights, they can't see either. So you get an idea what it's like when a person has poor eyesight and the light is dim, they can't see. Well, guess what? You can't see either if all the lights are out, even if you have good eyesight.
The old timers know about that. Back there. طيب. He says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 195th Ayat. And do good, for indeed Allah loves those who do good, the muhsineen. Yani the people who do ihsan, who do good. Yani in their relations with the people and in their relationship with Allah. وَقَوْلُهُ وَأَقْصِتُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْصِطِينَ And be just and equitable, for indeed Allah loves those who are just and equitable. Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 9th Ayah. وَقَوْلُهُ فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Surah Al-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 7th Ayah. Be upright with, yani if they are upright with you, meaning the disbelievers, then be upright with them. Indeed Allah loves the people of taqwa. The people of piety, of righteousness. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 31st Ayat. Say, yani Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, if you all, you people, if you love Allah, then follow me, follow the Prophet, follow the Sunnah. If you love Allah, follow the Sunnah. Listen to this ayah. This ayah is a beautiful ayah, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore it's applicable to us, right? Say to the people, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah is telling the Prophet to tell the people, if you really love Allah, then you have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who can reject that? Allah is clear language in the Quran. And if people have difficulty with the Sunnah, just tell them, if you really love Allah, Allah said to tell the Prophet to tell you and me and everybody else, if you really love Allah, you have to follow the Sunnah. Who's going to argue with that? Now, in this ayat, there's, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, there's the love of the people for Allah, and there's also the love of Allah for the people who follow the Sunnah. So the love is going both ways. وَقَوْلُهُ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 54th Ayah. So then Allah will bring a people, yani if you turn away from Islam, then Allah will bring a people, يُحِبُّهُمْ, whom He loves them, وَيُحِبُّونَهُمْ, and they love Him. And here's the mutual love, Allah's love for the people, and the love of the believers for Allah. وَقَوْلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ Surah Al-Saff, 61st Surah, 4th Ayah. That indeed Allah loves those who fight in His way, in His path, for His sake. صَفًّا, yani in rows, كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ As though they are solid, cemented structure. And finally he mentions, وَقَوْلُهُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ Surah Al-Buruj, 85th Surah, 14th Ayah. And Allah, He is Al-Ghafoor, the All-Forgiving, and Al-Wadood, the one who is loved with perfect and complete love that has no comparison. And I'm translating Al-Wadood like that because of the way Sheikh Al-Imam Abdul Aziz mentions the meaning of it in his explanation. And as well, Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di in his tafsir of this ayat mentions it like that. That Al-Wadood, even though some scholars said it is both, yani that he is yani the one who loves the believers and the believers love him. But in any case, yani this is one of the ways it has been explained, that Allah is the one who is loved. He is beloved to the believers. And of course, He loves also, but the name Wadood, Allahu A'lam, yani that's how Shaykh Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz has explained it. That he is Habib and Mahbub. That means the one who is loved, beloved. And then the ayahs in the Quran that show that he loves the people as well, the believers. So those are seven ayahs related to Al-Mahabba. And it appears from the mention of seven ayahs that Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah intends to emphasize this characteristic of Allah, of Al-Mahabba, that Allah loves. He intends to emphasize this point.
and the importance of al-mahabba, that Allah loves. And Allah knows best why, but at least one of the benefits from that is that it's for the believer to know that Allah loves the people of Iman and the people of Taqwa and the people who are just and fair and the people who worship Him. That Allah loves them. And that's important. Yani, to know that Allah loves you. Allah loves you. Yani, just think of how you feel when you know your parents love you, or your children love you, or your spouse loves you. What about Allah loving you? So he mentions 7 ayats, and these are not the only ayats in the Quran that could be used here, but he mentioned these ayats. Okay, after this he mentioned 7 ayat related to Ar-Rahmah. And again, perhaps, yani, it's because he wants to emphasize the importance of this quality of Allah, this sifa of Allah, Ar-Rahmah, that Allah is merciful. So he says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and both of these names, yani, indicate the quality of Ar-Rahmah, yani, mercy. This is from Surah Al-Fatiha, the first ayah, and also from Surah Al-Naml, 27th Surah, 30th ayah. وَقَوْلُهُ رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا, O our Rabb, yani, you have encompassed everything in your rahmah and your knowledge. Yani, your rahmah encompasses everything, and your knowledge encompasses everything. And if we know that Allah knows everything, we know the extent of Allah's knowledge, that there's nothing outside of His knowledge, then there's also nothing outside of His rahmah, because they are coupled together in this ayat. You have encompassed everything. Rahmatan wa ilman. Surah Al-Ghafir, 40th Surah, 7th ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, yani Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 43rd ayat, that Allah, He was, yani, most merciful to the believers, or Allah is most merciful to the believers. وَقَوْلُهُ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, He's saying, Allah is saying, my rahmah, my mercy, encompasses everything. Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 156th ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, the saying of Allah the Most High, your Rabb has written, yani, has decreed, has decided, He has decreed for Himself الرَّحْمَةِ, yani, He has decided for Himself to be, to have mercy. Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 54th ayah. وَقَوْلُهُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and He's saying, He is Al-Ghafoor, the All-Forgiving, Al-Rahim, the All-Merciful. Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 107th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, Surah Yusuf, 12th Surah, 64th Ayat. He's saying that Allah is the best, yani, of those who guard and protect and preserve, and He is the most merciful of all. أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Then he mentions 6 ayats or so, I think 6 ayats, each of them mentioning a different sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those sifat that he mentions after al-mahabba and rahma, yani al-ridha, al-ghadab, al-karaha, and al-sakht. And he also mentions al-maqt. He says, قوله تعالى رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم, that Allah is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And that is the supreme success. Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 119th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. A tremendous ayat from the Quran, that a person has to be careful, especially in a violent, yani, reckless society where people don't have any respect for life. And I'm talking about the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, whoever kills a believer intentionally, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ, he will be given, yani, his recompense will be to be in Jahannam, in the hellfire. خَالِدًا فِيهَا, and he will remain in it forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and Allah will be angry with him. وَلَعْنَهُ And Allah will curse him, yani remove him far away from his rahmah. وَأَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا And Allah has prepared for him a terrible punishment. And he listened to this, I don't think that any real Muslim, person who really believes in Allah, can read this ayah and take lightly the killing of a Muslim, as people are doing today. I mean, this is not the place to talk about it, but it's just something to think about. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 93rd Ayat. Then he says, وَقَوْلُهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهَ وَكَرِهُ رِضْوَانَهُ That is because they followed that which angered or enraged Allah. And they hated that which was His good pleasure. They hated what was pleasing to him. Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah, 28th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَا انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقَنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ So when they angered us, Allah is saying, when they angered us, through due to their disobedience, due to them doing things that are displeasing to Allah, they angered him. When they angered him, we punished them and we drowned them all. Surah Zukhruf, 43rd Surah, 55th Ayat, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَلَكِنْ كَرِحَ اللَّهُ إِنْبِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّتَهُمْ But Allah, He hated, He disliked that they're going forth. So He caused them to fall behind, to lag behind. Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah, 46th Ayat. وَقَوْلُهُ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. سورة الصف 61st Surah 3rd Ayat. It is something that is most hateful. مقتن عند الله. كبر مقتن عند الله. It is most hateful with Allah that you say what you do not do. That you say one thing with your mouth, but then you don't act in accordance with it. So in the first seven ayats, he talks about al-mahabba. In the second set of seven ayats, He talks about Ar-Rahmah, and then he talks about Ar-Rida, being pleased, Al-Ghadab, being angry, Al-Sukht, yani being angered, severe anger or enraged. And then he mentions Asifuna, yani meaning, the meaning of it is anger, and Karaha, yani hatred for something, and Al-Maqt, yani having severe hatred for something. These are some of the sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Himself with in the Qur'an. As for the sharh, of Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he says, هذه الآيات التي فيها صفة المحبة في آيات كثيرة. يعني these آيات which have within them, which contain the Sifa, the characteristic or quality or description of Allah having love, al-mahabba, there are many ayat like this, containing the sifa of al-mahabba. وَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ فِيهَا بِالْمَحَبَّةِ Indeed, Allah has described Himself in these ayat as being described with love. He has described Himself with the characteristic or the quality of loving. بِأَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ وَيُحَبُّ Yani that He loves and He is also loved. He loves certain people and He is also loved by people. Yani هُوَ يُحِبُّ وَهُوَ يُحَبُّ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ He loves the people of taqwa. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And He loves the people of ihsan, who do good in their treatment of the people and in their worship of Him. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُقَصِّتِينَ And He loves those who are just and equitable. So these are general descriptions of people. Whoever is described with them, they have hope that Allah loves them. They have hope that Allah loves them. The more of these descriptions a person can be described with, the more they can expect that Allah loves them. The first of them is taqwa. And the second of them is ihsan. And the third of them is yani justice. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى The Shaykh says, he mentions now one of the ayat, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions, Yani dealing with these sifat that he has that I mentioned in the beginning. قال تعالى فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. Yani, so Allah will then come with a people whom He will love them and they will love Him. Here's the meaning of what He mentioned in the beginning. يُحِبُّ وَيُحَبُّ. Allah loves and He's loved. Yani, people whom He loves and they will love Him. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th Surah, 54th Ayah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly indeed do love Allah, then follow me, the Prophet ﷺ. Follow the Sunnah. And Allah will love you. If you really love Allah, then follow the Prophet, and as a result of that, Allah will love you. Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 31st Ayat. So, both of these ayats show the people loving Allah and Allah loving the people. The mutual love that came between them. كَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا. Now he says, and just like that, yani the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he mentioned, that he describes himself in the Quran, كَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا الرَّحْمَة. Yani mercy. وَالرَّحْمَن رَحِيم. Some of the names of Allah that deal with mercy. فَهُوَ رَحِيم. Allah is Rahim. He is merciful. وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And His mercy encompasses everything. وَهُوَ أَيْضًا غَفُور. And He is also forgiving. وَدُود. Loved. Beloved. The Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he says, وَالْوَدُودُ مَعَنَاهُ الْحَبِيبُ الْمَحْبُوبُ. And here he's going to one of the explanations of the scholars for the name Al-Wadud. One of those explanations which is obvious, it means, the meaning of it is Al-Habib, Al-Mahbub. Yani the one who is loved, who is beloved. هو أيضا يرضى. Let me just stop here to support what this interpretation of the name Al-Wadud. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di in his tafsir, I'm just going to read a little bit of it, just to, like, for the benefit of what he says here in this ayat from Surah Al-Buruj, 85th Surah, 14th ayat. He says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. يعني الْغَفُورُ, the one who forgives ذُنُوب, all of the sins, to whoever repents to him. And يَعَفُ, and he overlooks the سَيِّئَات, the lesser sins, to whoever seeks his forgiveness and turns back to him. And then he says, الْوَدُودُ الَّذِي يُحِبُّهُ أحبابه محبة لا يشبهها شيء. And he is the one who is loved by his beloved servants. And he is loved, he is beloved by his beloved servants with a love that doesn't have anything that resembles it. And there's no love of anyone or anything else that resembles the love of the believers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is similar to the ayah in the Quran where Allah says, ومن الناس من يتقذ من دون الله أندادا من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أحبوا أشد حبا لله. يعني that there are some people who take rivals with Allah and they love them like the love of Allah. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. But those who believe are much more severe in the love of Allah, meaning because their love of Allah is خالصا لله. They don't share it with anyone else. Their love is complete and perfectly for Allah alone. That's how he's describing it here. He said that he is the one that is loved by his beloved servants, a love that doesn't have anything similar to it. فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ لَا يُشَابِهُهُ شَيْءٌ فِي صِفَاتِ الْجَلَالِ وَالْجَمَالِ وَالْمَعَانِي وَالْأَفْعَالِ فَمَحَبَّتُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ خَوَاسِ خَلْقِهِ التَّابِعَةَ لِذَلِكَ لَا يُشْبِهُهَا شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْمَحَابِ. Yani, what the Shaykh says here, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says, just as Allah has sifat of Jalal and Jamal and Af'al and Ma'ani, that Allah has these sifat of majesty and beauty and His actions and good qualities, that there's nothing resembling those qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like that, so the love in the hearts of the elite worshippers of Allah from His creation, That love which follows behind those qualities of Allah, of Jalal and Jamal and Af'al, yani that love And these qualities that have nothing comparable to them or similar to them, so likewise the love of the believers for Allah is like that. It's a love, nothing is similar to it from the things that are loved. There's no love for anything else like that. And then, and he says a few more things. In the end, he says that and this is a point that supports yani the other interpretation of Al-Wadud, that not only is he the one that is loved, but he also loves. He says, وَهُوَ تَعَالَى الْوَدُودُ الْوَادُ. He is Al-Wadud, the one that is beloved, and he is Al-Wadu, the one who loves. لِأَحْبَابِهِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Yani, that he loves them and they love him. وَالْمَوَدَّ, yani this love, yani the مَوَدَّ, the characteristic of love that comes from the name Al-Wadud, here al-mahabba as-safiya, it is pure love. Yani al-mawadda is a pure love, and Allah is al-wadu, the one that is loved by His worshippers with a pure love that doesn't have anything that resembles it. And pardon me for getting sidetracked with that, but I just thought that, mashallah, the tafsir of this ayat and this name is so beautiful that it's something that we need to stop for a moment at least. Tayyib. So, the Shaykh Abdulaziz, Al-Imam Abdulaziz Al-Nibaz, rahimahullah, and he, after mentioning this name, Wadud, he says, Al-Wadud, ma'nahu Al-Habib, Al-Mahbub, is the one that is beloved, that is endeared, yani to his worshippers, to the people of Iman and Taqwa, who aydan yarda. He also, yani Allah is described with being one who is pleased, wa yaghdab, and he becomes angry, wa yaskhat, and he also may become, yani severe anger, وَيَقْرَى, and he hates things, detests. And then he mentions, yani, from the support of these yani characteristics for Allah, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن, Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 119th Ayat, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. This indicates that He has the characteristic of رضا, being pleased. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, yani, and Allah became angry with them. This is the indication of Allah's غضب, that He is described with being angry. Surah Al-Mujadilah, 58th Surah, 14th Ayat, and he says, اتبعوا ما أسخط الله وكره رضوانه, and they followed what angered Allah, severe anger, and they hated that which was His good pleasure. Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah, 28th Ayat, وقال ولكن كره الله انبعاثهم فثبتهم, yani Allah hated, He disliked, He detested that they go forth, yani with the believers, so He caused them to lag behind. Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 46th Ayah. And the Shaykh here is basically saying, yani, that these are some of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah confirms that He describes Himself with in the Quran. And then He says, كُلُّ هَذِهِ صِفَاتْ حَقٌّ, all of these characteristics are حَقٌّ. What do we mean by حَقٌّ here? We mean that they are real characteristics of Allah. They are real characteristics of Allah. Yani, they don't need to be interpreted to something else. Yani, that Allah loves means that He rewards His believers. No. And He loves and He rewards too. These interpretations are false interpretations. That's what He means here. هَذِي صِفَاتْ حَقٌ. They are true. They are real characteristics of Allah. الرِّضَى, being pleased. الْمَحَبَّ, loving. الرَّحْمَ, mercy. السُخْت, yani being enraged or angered. Al-karaha, hating something, severe hatred. كلها يوصف بها جل وعلا. All of these qualities or characteristics, Allah is described with them. Allah is described with them. كسائر الصفات على وجه اللائق بالله. But here He says, yes, all of these, they are true qualities, characteristics or descriptions of Allah, just like the rest of His sifat. Yani the ones that the people accept and the ones they don't accept. All of these are qualities or characteristics of Allah, like any other sifat that people may accept. These are also His characteristics or qualities. But however, ala al-wajh al-lahiq billahi, but they should be understood in a manner that is befitting of Allah. Not in the way you understand these qualities or characteristics for the human beings or created beings. Ala al-wajh al-lahiq billahi, they should be understood. Allah being angry, Allah being pleased, should be understood in a manner that's befitting of Allah's greatness and His glory and His majesty. And then he says, min ghayri tahrif, without distorting their meanings, changing them to something else. وَلَا تَعْتِيل, without denying their meanings. وَلَا تَكْيِيف, trying to explain how they are. وَلَا تَمْثِيل, making examples for them. Yani we understand them in a way that's befitting of Allah without distorting their meanings, denying them, explaining how, or giving examples for them. Because all of these things are prohibited that we have discussed in some of the previous sessions. فَلَيْسَتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ كَمَحَبَّتِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. So his love is not like the love that the created beings are described with. Yes, he loves and the human beings love, but his love is not like the love of the created beings. وَلَيْسَ رِضَاهُ كَرِضَاهُمْ. And his pleasure, his good pleasure, his being pleased is not like the created beings being pleased. وَلَيْسَ بُغْضُهُ كَبُغْضِهِمْ. Nor is his anger like the anger or hatred, the hatred of the people. وَلَيْسَتْ كَرَاهَتُهُ كَكَرَاهَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. And his hating something is not like the hatred of the, yani, that human beings are described with, or created beings are described with. وَلَيْسَ مَقْتُهُ كَمَقْتِهِمْ. And his hating something, and these are different words that are similar in meaning. Yani, karaha and maqt and bughd, yani, are similar in meaning. But Allah is described with all of these, but they are not like those similar characteristics in the created beings. وَهَكَذَا جَمِيعُ الصِّفَاتِ الْبَابْ فِيهَا وَاحِدٌ. So then the Shaykh says, and just like this, all of the sifat that Allah describes Himself with, or the Prophet ﷺ describes Him with in authentic hadith, all of them, الْبَابْ فِيهَا وَاحِدٌ. الْبَابْ فِيهَا وَاحِدٌ means what? Means that we deal with them the same way. These characteristics that we mentioned, and all of the rest of his characteristics that are affirmed for him in the Quran or in the authentic Sunnah, we deal with them one way. Meaning, they are real characteristics, but they are not like the characteristics of the human beings. They are characteristics that we affirm for Allah, but in a manner that is befitting of Allah's greatness and His glory and His majesty. So they are bab wahid, meaning what? Al-bab fiha wahid, meaning that we deal with them all the same way. The same rules that apply to one of them apply to all of them. That they are real characteristics of Allah, but yani, they should be understood in a way that's befitting of His Majesty, and they are not similar to the characteristics of the created beings. Qala ta'ala, to prove this, yani, that these are Allah's real qualities, but they are not like the human beings, he quotes the ayat from Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 11th ayat, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like him, so that means it's clear that his characteristics are not like the characteristics of the created beings, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So he's affirming for himself these qualities and characteristics, and at the same time he's negating that there's any similarity between him and the created beings. Then he says, قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Surah Al-Ikhlas, 112 Surah, 4th Ayah. And there's no one that is equal or comparable to him. Even if the same words are used to describe created beings that are used to describe Allah, but there's nothing equal to him, there's nothing comparable to him. And then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, 16th Surah, 74th Ayat, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ أَمْثَالًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So don't make any examples, amthal, yani example of this to try to describe how Allah is with anything in the creation. Don't make any examples for Allah. Indeed, Allah knows, and you all, meaning everybody, you do not know. لَا مَثِيلَ لَهُ لَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ أَمْثَالًا. So there's nothing that is a likeness or equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't make any examples for him. وَلَا كَفَّ لَهُ, and there's nothing equal to him. وَلَا نِدَّ لَهُ, and there's nothing, there's no rival, yani, that can rival him. فَجَمِيعَ الصِّفَاتِ بَابُهَا وَاحِدٌ. So all of the sifat of Allah, yani, we deal with them in one way. The bab, yani, the way that we deal with them, the way we look at them, is the same. It's the same. Then the Shaykh here talks about our iman in Allah and His names and His sifat. And he gives a detail, yani, outline of what we should be paying attention to in terms of how is our iman in Allah and the asma of Allah and the sifat of Allah. So he mentions here in one paragraph most of what we need to be paying attention to and understanding and applying when we think about the names of Allah and His sifat, especially the sifat of Allah. He says, نَقُولُ فَنَقُولُ نؤمن بالله جل وعلا وبأسمائه الحسنى وبصفاته العلى الثابتة في القرآن والسنة الصحيحة على الوجه اللائق بالله من غير تحريف ولا تعتيل ولا تكييف ولا تمثيل. يعني نؤمن بالله, we believe in Allah, وبأسمائه, and in His beautiful names, بأسمائه الحسنى. We believe in Allah. Yani in the translation, it seems like it says we believe in Allah by His names and sifat. That's not what it said here. It says we believe in Allah and we believe in His asma al-husna and His sifat al-ula. Okay, so please make a note of that. Yani because the meaning of the way it's translated is different than what's actually being said. How does it say in English? Anybody got it in front of you? We believe in Allah by, and that's not what he said. He said, نؤمن بالله عز جل وعلا وبأسمائه وصفاته. يعني وبأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى. يعني so we believe in Allah and we believe in His أسماء الحسنى, His beautiful names, وصفاته العلى, and His lofty characteristics. How do we believe in them? الثابتة في القرآن والسنة الصحيحة, which those which are confirmed in the Quran and confirmed in the authentic sunnah. Note the Shaykh used this extra word here, which is very important. Yani as-sunnah as-sahiha. It's not sufficient just to say sunnah, because some people may run for a touchdown with that. And anything came in a hadith, this is in the sunnah. No, as-sunnah as-sahiha. And this is very, very important for us to make a note that we have to confirm the authenticity of what came in the sunnah. So we believe in Allah, and we believe in His beautiful names, in His lofty characteristics, those which are الثابتة في القرآن والسنة الصحيحة. They must be confirmed in the Quran and in the authentic sunnah. Secondly, على الوجه اللائق بالله. We believe in them in a manner that is befitting of Allah. In a manner that's befitting of Allah. Thirdly, من غير تحريف ولا تعتيل. Without distorting them or denying them. ولا تكييف ولا تمثيل, and without trying to explain how they are or making examples for them. So he said three things here. Number one, that which is confirmed in the Quran and authentic sunnah. Number two, believing it or understanding it in a way that's befitting of Allah. Number three, without distorting or negating or explaining how or giving examples. بل نقول, then he went on to say, to add more points to that, بل نقول صفاته كل حق. We say that His sifat, all of them are haq. They are real characteristics of Allah. They are not figurative words, that allegorical meanings. No, they are actual real characteristics of Allah. And their meanings are understood in the Arabic language. It's just how they are is known only to Allah. But the meaning of them we know. بَلْ نَقُولُ صِفَاتُهُ كُلُّهَا حَقٌ. All of His sifat are true. They are real. وَأَسْمَاؤُهُ كُلُّهَا حُسْنَى. And His names, all of them are حُسْنَى, meaning they are كَامِل, يعني perfect, completely perfect. And in the meaning of حُسْنَى, as the Shaykh is going to explain briefly, it means here that they, what do we mean by الأسماء الحسنى? Mean that they are perfect names. يعني the perfection of, يعني the height of perfection of their meanings. وَنُثَبِّتُهَا لِلَّهِ. And we confirm them for Allah, كما أثبتها هو لنفسه جل وعلا. We confirm them for Allah just like He confirmed them for Himself. وأثبتها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And just as the Prophet confirmed them for Him. وأثبتها أصحابه رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. And just as the companions confirmed them for Him. So this is another point that he's adding here, that we confirm what He has confirmed for Himself and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed for him and the companions. And then he goes back and repeats again, عَلَى الْوَجْهِ أَلَّاكْ بِاللَّهِ, in a manner that is befitting of Allah. And then he says, صِفَاتُهُ لَا تُشْبِهُ صِفَاتِ خَلْقِهِ. His characteristics do not resemble the characteristics of His created beings. وَأَسْمَاؤُهُ لَا تُشَابِهُ أَسْمَا خَلْقِهِ. And His names do not resemble the names, yani as they applied to the created beings. بل هو سبحانه له الأسماء الحسنى والمعاني العظيمة. Rather, Allah has for Himself الأسماء الحسنى, the beautiful names, والمعاني العظيمة and the magnificent يعني meanings يعني the qualities that are contained in these names يعني every name of Allah contains a sifa of Allah. So Allah, these beautiful names are for Allah and the meanings, the great meanings that are contained in them are for Allah. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا. And for this reason Allah said, for Him are the most beautiful names, so call on Him by them. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 180th Ayah. And then the Shaykh says, لِكَمَالِهَا وَكَمَالِ مَآنِيهَا سَمَّاهَا حُسْنَى. Yani, why did he call these names or refer to these names or describe them as Husna, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yani, سَمَّاهَا حُسْنَى. Why? لِكَمَالِهَا. Due to the perfection of these names. وَكَمَالِ مَآنِيهَا. And due to the perfection of the meanings of these names. Due to their perfection, Allah called them Al-Husna. So what does it mean of Al-Asma Al-Husna? Yani, the most beautiful names are the most perfect. Their meanings are perfect and magnificent. And let me look at the time here. Okay, we reached the end of our time. I have a little bit to go, inshallah. We'll just try to finish this up. Now, then the Shaykh says, so that paragraph is a very important paragraph to review, to go back and look at carefully and try to highlight the main points that came from there. He mentioned some other points in the end that we're going to close with, but this is the main description of how we believe in Allah and in His names and in His sifat. Then he says, لا يعلم كيف صفاته. يعني nobody knows how, يعني the reality, the how of his sifat, إلا هو, except him, سبحانه وتعالى. يعلم لا كعلمنا. He knows, but his knowledge is not like our knowledge. يعني his knowledge is perfect and ours is defective. ويرحم ولا كرحمتنا. He is merciful, but not like our mercy. Yes, ويستوي لا كاستوائنا. He ascends, but not like our ascending. وينزل لا كنزولنا. And he descends, but not like our descending. ويجيء لا كمجيئنا. ويغضب لا كغضبنا. ويرحم لا كرحمتنا. يعني he comes, but not like our coming. He angers, but not like our anger. He is merciful, but not like our merciful, not like our mercy. And the point here is what? That even though these descriptions Allah is described with, human beings are also described with them, or other created beings are described with them, but His mercy is not like our mercy. And His anger is not like our anger. And His ascending or descending is not like our ascending and descending. Because, what is applicable to Him is perfect, and what is applicable to us is defective. He says, هكذا القول في سائر الصفات. And this is what we say concerning the rest of His sifat. The ones that are mentioned and all the rest of them are like this. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There's nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 11th Ayat. And then he says, الاستواء معلوم. His ascending, the ascension, الاستواء, Allah استواء على الأرش. He ascended above the throne. The ascending, the meaning of it is ma'lum, is known. The ascending, ascension, the meaning of it is known. We know what ascending means. Al-Rahmatu ma'luma. Mercy is known. Al-Ghadab ma'lum. Anger is known. Mahabba is known. Al-Irada, the will is known. Al-Mashiyah is known. Or Allah's intent and His will. All of these are characteristics, or qualities that the meanings of them are known. Lakin, Al-Kayf majhool. However, the how of them, the reality of how they apply to Allah, is not known to the human beings. لا نعلم كيف استوى. We don't know how He ascended. But we know He ascended, and we know what ascending means, but the how of it, as it's applicable to Allah, is unknown to us. ولا كيف, we don't know how is His mercy. لا نعرف هذا. We don't know these things. الله الذي يعلم به. Allah is the one who knows it. The how of it, the كيف. هو سبحانه وتعالى. He is the one who knows. لكن نعرف أن المحبة غير الغضب. What we do know is that love is different from anger. We know, because we know what love means. So we know that المحبة غير الغضب. These are two different things. والغضب غير الرضا. And being angry is different from being pleased. والرضا غير المغفرة. And being pleased is different from forgiveness. وَهَكَذَا صِفَاتُهُ مَآنِيهَا مَعَلُومَةً. And in this way we say that all of his qualities or characteristics, their meanings are known. لَكِنْ كَيْفِيَتُهَا لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. But the how of them, yani their actual reality, is not known except to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh closes by saying, yani continuing with this, yani what is the, and he's giving some examples here of the way of the Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah concerning the sifat of Allah. He says, Al-Ghadabu Ma'roof, yani Diddar Rida. Yani the ghadab is known. It's the opposite of being pleased. Anger is the opposite of being pleased. Wal Mahabba Diddar Qara'ah. Yani loving something, loving is different from hating. وَرَحْمَ دِدَّ الْإِنْتِقَامِ يعني being merciful is different from taking revenge. يُوسَفُ بِهَذَا وَهَذَا. He is described with this and that, with love and hate, with anger and pleasure. He is described with this and that. يَرْحَمُ قَوْمًا وَيُعَاقِبُ آخَرِينَ. He has mercy upon a people and he take calls to account another people when تَقَمْ مِنْهُمْ and takes revenge against them, punishes them. يَرْحَمْ قَوْمًا جَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ. Yani he has merciful upon the people who fought in his path and who observed taqwa of him. وَيَغْضَبْ عَلَىٰ آخَرِينَ. And he's angry with another people, وَيَنْتَقَمْ مِنْهُمْ. And he yani punishes them. لِإِصْيَانِهِمْ إِيَّاهُ. Because of their disobedience to him. وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِهِ. And their disbelief in him. هَكَذَا. In this way we say, يُحِبُّ قَوْمًا وَيَكْرَهُ آخَرِينَ. He loves one people and he hates another people. كذلك يعطي قوما ويمنع آخرين. He gives to one people and he holds back from another people. هو should be المانيع instead of مناع should be هو المانيع المعطي. He is the one who withholds and he is the one who gives جل وعلا. The Shaykh closes, هذا طريق أهل السنة وسبيلهم ومنهجهم. So this is the طريق. This is the path of أهل السنة. What we just described. Yani this is the path of Ahl Sunnah. وَسَبِيلُهُمْ. This is their way. وَمَنْهَجُهُمْ. This is their methodology. What is their methodology? Yani their methodology is having iman. الْإِيمَانُ بِالصِّفَاتِ. We believe in the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has described Himself with, or that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described Him with. وَاعْتِقَادُ أَنَّهَا حَقٌ. We believe in the sifat and our aqidah, yani we have certainty that they are real sifat. وَأَنَّهَا لَائِقَةٌ بِاللَّهِ. And that they are befitting and suitable for Allah. وَأَنَّ مَآنِيهَا حَقٌ. And their meanings, yani the actual meanings of them are true, they are real. لَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَيْفِيَتِهَا لَا يَعْلَمُ كَيْفِيَتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. But no one knows the how of them. Yani the reality of them is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the shaykh closes, which is very common. وَفَّقَ اللَّهُ الْجَمِيعَ. May Allah grant success to all. Yani to all of the people of Iman, to all of his worshippers, to all of the Muslims. Ameen ya Rab. Okay, so this is what we wanted to cover for tonight. And we'll stop with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any comments or any corrections, we'll take them inshallah after we dismissed. And those who are not in a hurry, they don't have to leave immediately, please stay. And for a few minutes, if there's any questions or any comments, we'll deal with that at this point inshallah. Barakallahu fikum wa jazakumullahu khayra.